Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Do you know the difference between lifespan and health span? One is how long you live. The other is the quality of those years. We want both. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. We need to challenge the old myth that says the die is already cast. Cognitive and physical impairment, along with emotional components of aging, is regulated by activity, eating habits, social interaction, and learning new things. Basically, use it, stay active, or lose it. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 20th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Local high school student wins $10,000 scholarship award. Paso Robles Groundwater Authority to set hearing date for fee adoption. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. A student from Paso Robles High School has earned a $10,000 scholarship to study music. Junior Christian Cerna was named one of four recipients of the Cuesta College Conservatory Award and was the only high school student selected among the winners. Christian, according to the school district, only started playing trombone in the 10th grade and has quickly risen to become one of the top student musicians in the region. The award recognizes exceptional musical talent across San Luis Obispo County. Cerna was one of seven finalists invited to perform at a live audition concert and was one of only two high school students among the finalists. Cerna delivered a standout trombone performance accompanied by a student ensemble from the Libretto Conservatory program. Paso Robles Joint Unified School District congratulates Christian on his outstanding achievement and looks forward to his continued success in music and beyond. In its March 25th meeting, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority Board approved a proposed Prop 26 framework alongside its fiscal year budget. The board proposed to charge agriculture, public water system, and commercial groundwater users based on a volumetric fee structure and to place these charges on the county property tax roll. Collected fees would go to funding PRAGA's budget for groundwater sustainability. In its next meeting on Wednesday, April 22nd, PRAGA will consider an agenda item to set a hearing date for adopting the fee. A draft fee report will be made available to the public at least 20 days ahead of the meeting. Staff is proposing to set the hearing date for May 27th, 2026. You can attend PRAGA's meeting in person, held at 4 p.m. at Centennial Park's Norris Room on April 22nd, or you can watch online. Slo County Supervisor candidate accuses South County Coalition of concealing efforts to buy District 4 election. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazen Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazen Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazenbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. Adam Verdin, campaign for supervisor, accused South County Coalition of funding a $10,000, quote, dark money blitz to support incumbent Jimmy Paulding. Adam Verdin's campaign says the South County Coalition filed a Form 496, spending about $10,000 on voter lists, professional services, and mailers. However, the group failed to list a single contributor, according to Adam Verdin's campaign, which is required from Form 496. Adam Verdin's campaign called on Treasurer Dorothy Hinz to immediately disclose the donors of these funds, saying that, quote, Jimmy Paulding needs to answer for why he's being supported by a group that thinks they are above the disclosure laws of the state of California. Verdin's campaign says they are currently evaluating legal options, including a formal complaint to the California Fair Political Practices Commission. NCI affiliates will be holding a job fair this week at the Woodland Plaza. Here's Rebecca Chapman, the HR director for NCI affiliates, on the event.
So we have a job fair planned for April 21st. That's going to be next Tuesday. It's going to be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And the location is over at Woodland Plaza 1 in Paso Robles. That's at 183 Niblick Road. We have full-time jobs. We have part-time jobs. Anywhere from if somebody has retail experience and they're just looking for a little bit extra, say they want to have a position where they just feel like they're giving back to the community, please come join us. We do have retail positions available as well.
NCI Affiliates is a nonprofit organization that supports training, job support, and other forms of assistance to adults with disabilities.
We work with adults with disabilities, and we support them. We're here to provide vocational training opportunities for them, as well as opportunities to explore the community, experience social events and activities. And just our goal is to make them as successful as they possibly can be. This is an agency, this is a nonprofit where you are actually making changes in people's lives.
The County Sheriff's Office has released a statement confirming a deputy-involved shooting in Napomo. Sheriff's Office says deputies arrived on the 700 block of Hill Street in Napomo in response to a family disturbance An officer-involved shooting occurred on the arrival, according to the sheriff's office, but the location and scene were eventually secured. There is no threat to the public at this time. The sheriff's office has not yet shared any further details of the incident. They'll be released as they become known. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the Angels 2-1. The Nationals shut out the Giants 3-0. The White Sox over the Athletics 7-4. The Rockies beat the Dodgers 9-6. The Yankees shut out the Royals 7-0. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Mariners. The Angels will go against the Blue Jays. The Dodgers will face the Rockies. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers beat the Rockets 107-98. Game 2 is tonight. In California news, Democratic candidate for California, Tom Steyer, is quickly hiking up the cost of his campaign. Steyer has reportedly spent or booked over $115 million on ads for TV, cable, and radio, which may catch up to the most expensive campaign from 2010 Republican candidate Meg Whitman. She spent $178.5 million on her campaign, setting a record at the time for the costliest campaign for statewide office. A California woman was arrested at the Los Angeles International Airport for allegedly trafficking weapons on behalf of the Iranian government to contacts in Africa. 44-year-old Shamim Mafi of Woodland Hills was detailed by federal agents on suspicion of brokering the sale of drones, bombs, bomb fuses, and millions of rounds of ammunition manufacturers. Mafi is an Iranian national, but has been a lawful permanent resident of the U.S. since 2016. The Los Angeles Police Department has accused and arrested singer David on suspicion of killing a 14-year-old girl, Celeste Rivas Hernandez. Her decomposed body was found 7 months ago and is apparently abandoned Tesla. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real, Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Staffing cuts at the National Agricultural Statistics Service have reduced its workforce by more than a third, raising questions about the reliability of USDA data. Crossroads Co-op Regional Manager Brian Irie explains how the loss of both entry-level and senior staff is impacting reporting and why it's becoming a growing concern.
I don't think that they have the coverage that they need to be able to arrive at accurate numbers. The corn balance sheet is a mess. It is an absolute disaster. Feed demand, in my opinion, in the current balance sheet is overestimated by 400 to 500 million bushels. And it comes down to when they determine those numbers, there is a percentage that generally goes into every bucket, whether it's ethanol, exports, feed and residual. And I think what they've done is very large crop last year, very large supply. They just have kept dumping into those buckets when we don't have the animal units to feed the amount of corn that they're projecting that we're going to. And it's going to come back and kick us in the backside here at some point.
Irie says there is still a significant amount of corn in the Midwest and West, with USDA estimating 200 million more bushels in Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas than a year ago, while cattle on feed has increased by about 25,000 head. He said that imbalance is likely to weigh in on the market.
The 2026 world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with Parimutuel Wagering, May 2nd and 3rd on Derby Days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with Moms Free to the Races and more races added May 15th through the 17th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head to buckinghorsesale.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
I don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The record-breaking heat wave last month wreaked havoc on the timing of some California crops. Celeste Alonzo, who grows vegetables in Riverside County, said the unusual weather brought her sweet corn harvest forward by nearly 2 weeks. We're harvesting corn, and we usually don't harvest until around April 10th. We thought we'd be harvesting on April 3rd, which is still ahead of schedule, but we started harvesting in late March. We had early fruit and early flowering, Alonzo told AgAlert earlier this month in a field report. Meanwhile, the high temperatures caused problems for Alonzo's bell peppers. That early flowering and fruiting, combined with the heat, has been a challenge, especially with the baby plants, she said. We're making sure they're getting enough water so they don't die in the heat wave. We're just not used to the weather at this time. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s. South-southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about a quarter of inch of rain overnight, low 50s. South winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Rain continuing tomorrow with highs in the low 60s. Southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Cloudy on Saturday. Partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Upper 60s Wednesday, mid-70s Thursday and Friday, mid-60s on Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday, 71 a week from today. Currently, it is 41 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276, or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened narrowly lower and turned mixed after the major averages closed at records on Friday. Crude oil prices rose today on new tensions in the Iran conflict. Cleveland Cliffs continues to lose money, but not as much as a year ago. The steelmaker says tariffs boosted the average selling price of steel. The stock opened down, though, nearly 9%. Marvell Technology shares are up 4%. There's a report saying Marvell and Google will work together on artificial intelligence chips. Alphabet, parent of Google, opened down 1%. Eli Lilly is acquiring Colonia Therapeutics. It's a biotech using genes to treat cancer. And Tesla shares opened up nearly 1% after revealing it will launch its robo-taxis in Dallas and Houston. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
Email it to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. You got lots of work ahead of you. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775-238. KPRL, join us on this Monday morning. Ah, yes, indeed.
Can understand me when everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation. carry on.
KPRL.
This afternoon, 12:30 to 1 on Sound Off, I'll have Mr. Brett Butterfield on to talk about, hard to believe, 20 years celebrating the Ravine Water Park and some new attractions, and he'll fill you in on that, and we'll back up a little bit, too, because it's more than 20 years ago than when all of this got started. So, there you have it, and update on Susanna. The baby's doing fine. She's adjusting to the, just adjusting. You folks know. Anyway, Susanna will be back the first Monday in May. She's ready to go and anxious and so forth. Been in contact with her. So this afternoon, we're going to relive the history of the Golden Gate Bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge. So enjoy that all this afternoon. Let's see here on the text line. Introduced in March 2026 by Assembly Member Matt Haney to seeks to officially recognize the Islamic holiday of whatever, a state record recognized holiday. Yeah, we mentioned this a couple of months ago as well. Now, the bill's co-sponsored by whoever aims to allow public schools and community colleges to close, mandate excused absences for students, and allow state employees to use paid leave for the observance. That's going on here in the Golden State, where, as you heard last hour, even if you're a convicted felony, you can remain on a school board, unless the voters decide to remove the whoever that person may be. So, lovely, lovely, lovely more here in the state. Also, I forget if I mentioned this last week, but, you know, we have the America's 250th birthday coming up, and the Coastal Commission has said no for a California 4th of July fireworks tradition that has raised millions of dollars for local children's program, and it's going to go dark this year. The Coastal Commission ain't gonna allow it. They have rejected a final effort to keep it alive, cited environmental concerns to protect the bay. And they've raised a couple of million dollars for this kids program that's down in Long Beach. And the community pays for everything. The city fees, and the city doesn't give us a break. This group pays $20,000 to the city for police and fire. And there's about 100,000 people that enjoy the fireworks. Probably would have been more this year for the 250th celebration of America's birthday. So the Coastal Commission said that's a no-no. And the decision stands in contrast to the other approvals by the commission, including a permit granted to SeaWorld allowing up to 40 nights of fireworks. That's interesting. Don't know. I don't see the details on why that is allowed. All right, speaking of California, this is, and I don't know, some of you do know this, the Democrats plan to raise pay for security guards. And what they're hoping, or at least some are saying, it would pressure employers into labor deals. Now, these are unions representing private security guards who gain a new advantage in organizing under California legislator that would compel companies to reach labor contracts if the firms want to provide use of force training. And the bill also seeks to raise pay for security guards, and it would require their companies to offer more rigorous training. I don't know how the security world works with this and the guards. And what I get a kick out of here is that, again, the Democrats, at least one says, guards are being asked to take on increasingly dangerous roles without enough training. Okay, that may be true, but why is there increasingly dangerous situations here in the state of California?
Mm-hmm.
And there was another part of this. And, it, you know, the security companies say, you know, it's going to increase the cost, which it would and so forth. But it leads to the consumer having to pay more. And what was it? Supposedly here in this, well, not supposedly, according to this, there's an estimated 330,000 private security personnel in California. It's one of the state's largest workforces. I had no idea at all. How about that? Hmm. So they're looking to do this. And it also has to do with, I think, this SB 1203, again, for those of you, will eliminate jobs making companies that seek to automate security functions more competitive, thereby displacing the very people the bill intends to help. Well, that wouldn't be the first time this happens. But what's funny about this is the need for more security in this state. Probably not just this state, though. But they're only talking about California here. So, you know, if you look at something as simple as your neighborhoods, maybe 15 years ago, how many neighborhoods had those security doors? It wasn't, people felt there wasn't a need for it. Now you look all around and you see them all over the place. Maybe it's your choice, and maybe that's okay. This is terrible. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. Say, I noticed, I think it was last Thursday morning, I was out really early, you know. But anyway, I don't know if it affects the grapes at this time or not, but the roofs in Templeton were completely covered with frost. And then this morning, my thermometer said 32, and there is just a little bit of frost on my roof and the roof across the street. So I don't know if it affects the grapes or not, but if it does, maybe the growers should take note, and maybe it's a lost crop and don't waste any more water on it. I don't know.
Well, I'm guessing the people that are in the industry keep a close watch on the weather, and they know what they're doing. That's just my guess.
Yeah. Okay, Kevin. Take care.
All right. Thanks. 238-5775-238-KPRL. Let's see here. Pie Trainer. Yeah, well, yeah. Pittsburgh Pirates and Pass Robles. Yeah, it was down there by the field by the post office. What's that? Robbins Field. And, yeah, the Pirates with the Hall of Famer, Pie. It's not Taylor, it's Pie Trainer. Pie Trainer was his name. But also another person that played for a brief time with the Pirates. He played a couple of years in the major leagues. I forget the years now because I had a baseball card of him. And it was Hal Rhine of the Rhine family. I think is the late Glenn Rhine. I think that was his grandfather, if I'm not mistaken. And maybe Keith Rhine is related to Hal. But I didn't have the baseball card from when I was a kid. I collected baseball cards of the old collection. It was called the Collin Collection. And there were baseball cards that go back to, not originals, obviously, but to the 1920s and 1930s, and I came across one, and because I'd, you know, look at the, you know, name of the team and so forth, and then I'd go on the back of the card and look at their statistics, you know, just like you did when you were a kid, and I'd see where he was born, et cetera, et cetera. And I saw this and go, wow, guy from Paso Robles was with the Pirates, and I think another team, I can't remember. Haven't looked at that card in many years, but yeah, he was from Paso Robles. Hal Rhine. And I had two of the cards. I gave one to the family. And anyway, all right, well, thanks for sending that in. I know the Pioneer Museum, they have a display of some of those things as well over there regarding, you know, when the Pirates stayed in Paso Robles. Well, they stayed, but they also little bit of spring training. I forget how many years they were here, but they were there. All right, let's see. What else do we have here on the news regarding the fine state of California with some other things regarding this is no surprise. The officials in San Francisco, they say they have not recovered since the pandemic exodus. It is continuing to dwindle. And it's well below levels from 6-7 years ago. And, of course, what that means is, just like the rest of the state of California, is they have less population, so they have less money to take from the citizens. But from the citizens that remain, they'll figure out ways to get more of that money. And as we've seen efforts, whether it's the fast food workers bill, we see the problems happening in Los Angeles with the mandatory increase in minimum wage. People are losing their jobs, et cetera, and they just want to put it in overdrive and continue to take more money. Okay? Now, people in the Bay Area, where they've lost a lot of people, they have, it's called Neighbors for a Better San Francisco. And this is fairly amazing. They have raised $10 million to pour into local elections to stop progressives from being reelected. And they are trying to knock the city off its more centrist course. That's according to reports. So the citizens are trying to take, I don't know if take their city back. But that is, good. We'll see what happens. I know there was, I don't know if it was one of the cities up in the Bay Area, I can't remember what it was, a mayor who I'm not going to say she was conservative, but she was more right to the left than a lot of the lefts are up there. And she got in, and also know that some of the school boards have changed their direction a little bit as well because they weren't happy with what's going on. So, we've heard it talked about on, many of the sound offs with some people, guests, and even the hosts on how, a lot of people think that California's lost, but you can't change it overnight. And you have to keep the faith and keep hammering and hammering and hammering and hammering. You've heard me mention this before. If you go back in the last 30 or 40 years in this state, we've had, and I know you can debate about Arnold, but we've had three Republican governors. So if it changes one way, it can change back. So at to the point where people, many people are fed up. So maybe, just maybe, things within a couple of years will change back to the right way, because at the end of the day, we're talking people's money. And even in some cases, liberals like to keep their money too, although they like to spend others more than most of us. But anyway, so again, think positively regarding that. Okay, here, who won? I don't know who won trivia last week. I don't remember the day or 2 seconds after I won. I guess it must be the same person every week. Obviously, thanks for listening, but you didn't. So anyway, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. In its March 25th meeting, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority approved a proposed Prop 26 framework alongside its fiscal year budget. The board proposed to charge agriculture, public water systems, and commercial groundwater users based on a volumetric fee structure. The agenda for its meeting on April 22nd proposes a hearing date of May 27th to adopt the fee. Junior Christian Cerner from Paso Robles High School was named one of four recipients of the Cuesta College Conservatory Award. This $10,000 scholarship will go to Christian's study of music. He was the only high school student named among the winners and only started playing trombone in the 10th grade. The district congratulates Christian on his achievement. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Suspense over the status of final peace talks with Iran before the U.S. threat to bomb its bridges and power plants. Iran state media claims Iran won't show up for Pakistan talks with Vice President Vance after the U.S. fired on the engine room of an Iran-flagged cargo ship that tried to evade the U.S. blockade.
President Trump announced the seizure on Truth Social overnight, saying, quote, the Iranian crew refused to listen, so our Navy ship stopped them right in their tracks by blowing a hole in the engine room. Right now, U.S. Marines have custody of the vessel. The incident came 24 hours after Iran's IRGC fired on two vessels trying to pass through the Strait of Hormuz in violation of the ceasefire.
President Trump told Fox's Trey Yingst if they don't sign, the whole country's going to get blown up. Wheelchairs first, and the Boston Marathon is off with clear skies and nice chilly temperatures in the 40s for the athletes. America is listening to Fox News.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual Spring Gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline, and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. All right. Sunny today. Highs in the low 70s. Increasing clouds quickly tonight and overnight. About a 98% chance of rain tonight. And an 82% chance rain early, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon on your Tuesday. Overnight lows of the low 40s. High for tomorrow into the low 60s. And we'll clear up a little bit heading into Wednesday. Partly cloudy, upper 60s, mid-70s Thursday and Friday, Saturday mid-60s, Sunday upper 60s, and right around 70 a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down, 6:24 a.m., 7:40 p.m. We are at 40 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit, capital letters of Paso Robles, outstanding meals at great prices. Alrighty, the San Miguel Spring Fair. The Senior Center is hosting its Spring Fair May 1st and 2nd at 601 12th Street in San Miguel. And the event will feature local vendors offering crafts, products, and delicious food, giving attendees a chance to shop local and enjoy a fun, relaxed atmosphere. The Spring Fair supports the Senior Center and its community programs, helping provide valuable services and activities for local residents. So you can go to San Miguel Senior Center at gmail.com. And also coming up this Saturday, Fort Hunter Liggett is to host its 24th annual Youth Fishing Derby, 6:30 in the morning till noon at Del Venturini Reservoir. The event is free to the public, and it's geared toward youth age 15 and younger. All right, the event will include best fish competition categories, ages 0 to 5, 6 to 10, and 11 to 15, along with some door prizes. Attendance is expected to range from 400 to 600 participants and the guests. How about that? 24 years. Participants are encouraged to bring their own fishing rods and bait. Event staff ask parents and guardians to supervise their children at all time, handle fishing gear carefully, etc., etc. So check out Fort Hunter Liggett site and enjoy yourselves. Coming up this Saturday, the 25th, up there at Fort Hunter Liggett. Beautiful up there, too. All right, there you have your community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day, and, of course, on the weekends, the brunch, and don't forget dinner, Wednesday through Sunday. It is 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Don't forget, get ready. They've got the special event coming up May 19th, 21st. Take your valuables and get some cash. Yeah. All right, local celebrities on this day. We lead off with Paul Harris, then Barry Gilmore, Christine Pedraza, Elizabeth Hall, Colleen Hagerman, Kyle Karshmer, Ken Nicholas, Mark and Kate Risto, and Eddie and Virginia Thomas. So happy birthday and happy anniversary to each and every one of that. On my right-hand side, let's see here, some names. We lead off with one of the great comedic actors of all time, and I guess we could say he was ahead of his time, but maybe a lot of comedians were ahead of their time, such as Ernie Kovacs and others. But anyway, the amazing Harold Lloyd was born in 1893, died in 1971. Onward we go with Lionel Hampton, the jazz guy, 1908, 2002. Oh, I thought we had more. We have a lot on the list, but Ernie Stautner, longtime coach, but a defensive tackle way back when for the Steelers. He's in the Hall of Fame, 1925, 2006. He recovered 21 fumbles and had three safeties, played in nine Pro Bowls. Not too bad. Now, here's a lady from Paso Robles, California on the list, and I've never been able to find out if anybody knew her or anything about her. Her name is Elena Verdugo. She was born in 1926, and she was, she passed away in 2017. You would know her from Marcus Welby, M.D. She was Consuela. And again, I've never been able to find anything about her up here, so just curious. The singer Johnny Tillotson, Poetry in Motion, 1939, 2025. Ryan O'Neill, Love Story, 1941-2023. My backfield coach at East Tennessee State was the high school coach for Steve Spurrier. Steve, not born in Johnson City, but he's pretty much raised there. He was originally born in Florida. Steve was born in 1945. From Small Faces, Jimmy Winston, 1945. Tom Hutton played baseball with a bunch of teams, kind of a pinch hitter, 1946. Also on the list from Grand Funk Railroad, Craig Frost, 1948. Veronica Cartwright, the actress from a whole bunch of things. She was born in 1949. Jessica Lange, the actress, 1949. Luther Vandross, singer, songwriter, 1951, passed away in 2005. Yes, the brother of, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Ron Howard. Clint Howard was born in 1959. Ooh. I didn't see his name on the list, so I kind of messed up. All right. One of the best first basemen of the 1980s, early 90s, Don Mattingly. I've got a plaque of him in my office, so I'm kind of messed up. He was born in 1961. Oops. Let's see here. Wade Hayes, the singer, country singer, 1969. Alan Houston out of Ballard High School in Louisville, Kentucky. They were our rivals. It's also the school that produced Jeff Lamp and a guy that's playing for the California Angels right now, and that is Joe Adele. Alan was born in 1971. He was a Benedict Arnold and went to the University of Tennessee. Lamont Murray, pretty good forward, 1973. Joey Lawrence, the actor, 1976. Desmond Clark, football, was born in 1977. And, Luke Kuechel, he was a good linebacker. He was born in 1991. Oh, this guy wasn't bad either. Brandon Belt played for the Blue Jays, but you know him for the San Francisco Giants, a couple of world championships. Brandon was born in 1988. All righty, passing away on this day, Christopher Robin of Winnie the Pooh, Christopher Robin Milne. He and his stuffed animals were the inspiration for his father, and he died in 1996. Bram Stoker, Dracula, he died 1912. Also passing away on this day, Tom Lester. Who is Tom Lester? You know who Tom Lester is. I know you do. He was an American actor and evangelist, and you know him from Green Acres. He was Ebb, and he said that he beat out four other actors who auditioned for the part of Ebb because he was the only one who knew how to milk a cow since he grew up on a farm in Mississippi. He was the last surviving regular cast member of Green Acres. Tom died in 2020. Let's see here. Who else passed away on this day? This guy was funny. His show was, British humor, really, really funny stuff. Let me see. Benny Hill died in 1992. Okay. Also passing away on this day. Some say he is the father of baseball, Henry Chadwick. And when you read the history of baseball, he's a better choice than the stupid thing about Abner Doubleday. Henry Chadwick passed away in 1908. Robert Livingston Stevens, the steamboat inventor, he died in 1856. And there used to be, I don't know if this still stands, when you come across the grade in Camarillo, again, when I first came out here, somebody said that, and I think it was going south. No, yeah, if you were going south, going from Camarillo into Newberry Park, Thousand Oaks area, you could look up somewhere in the hills on the grade and you can see Pontiac's, whatever, the Indian chief. He died in 1769. I don't know if I ever saw that, but I looked for it every time, just like an idiot. So, anyway, going to the top of the list today, like I said, I wasn't ready for Donnie Baseball, but I'm going to go because of sentimental reasons for the ball coach, Steve Spurrier. Now, his dad was a minister, and Steve was a phenomenal athlete in every single sport. Maybe a better baseball player than football player. All three of his teams won state championships in Tennessee, and that, back then it was a small area. But his dad ended up coaching him in Little League, and his dad, again, he was a minister. How many of you believe that it's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game that counts? He asked the players, when some raised their hands, he told them, well, I don't believe in that saying. If they're keeping score, we're going to play to win. Thank you, Pastor, or Reverend, rather. The ball coach, Heisman Trophy winner, goes to the top, Steve Spurrier.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Adam Verdin for supervisor has accused South County Coalition of funding a $10,000 dark money blitz to support incumbent Jimmy Paulding. Adam Verdin's campaign says the South County Coalition filed a form 496, spending about $10,000 on voter lists, professional services, and mailers. Verdin's campaign says the group failed to list a single contributor, which is required in form 496. NCI affiliates will be holding a job fair this week at 183 Niblick Road, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday. NCI Affiliates is a nonprofit that assists adults with disabilities with vocational training, daily living skills, wellness activities, and more. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 70s. It's 48 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
All righty, Steve Spurrier was All-State in all three main sports, and he never lost a game as a pitcher in baseball. Averaged 22 points a game. Heisman Trophy winner, first pick, third pick overall in the draft. Obviously, his career didn't work out as well as a player. But as a coach, he turned around every program, and he won 71% of his games. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.